When I was in college, one of the ways that I worked my way through college was summer jobs. I basically work really hard in the summer, save up a lot of money, and then apply all the my earnings, all the savings toward college. And 2 summers, what I did was I was a nature director at a Boy Scout camp, and there were 2 different Boy Scouts camps. The first year it was in Louisiana, and the second year was in the mountains of Tennessee, and that's where this story comes from. And one of the things that happens when you're in a Boy Scout camp is that you're living in a tent and you're living in the woods all summer long if you're working there. And you really don't see women very much at all. Even the overweight cooks begin to look kind of erotic to you after a while if you're not careful. But at any rate, you don't see women. It's all guys. And at the camp in Tennessee, I made friends, first of all, with one of the other directors. He was the direct recreational director. And he happened to have a Suburban. So he also had a connection with a young lady that lived in a nearby town who happened to have a sister. So the two of us would double date with this girl and her sister on a fairly regular basis on the weekends. So, and every other weekend you could go home, but on those other weekends you had to stay at camp unless you had a way of getting out of camp for the night or whatever to go on a date or something like that. So that's what we did. So, and it was usually a real basic date. We'd go to a movie and go out to eat, you know, something about like that. And getting something other than camp food was quite a treat anyway. So it so happened, because of the Suburban, for one thing, it would hold a lot of people. We had this other friend that he heard that we were doing this and thought this would be kind of fun and wondered if there was a third girl. And so it turns out that these two sisters, they had a friend, and so we were going to go on this triple date. So this fella comes up and meets us, and the three of us get in the Suburban. We're headed down the mountain, but the whole time, while he was there, the third guy, he's talking about how he doesn't really have much money, and he hopes that she doesn't order too much from the restaurant, because if she does and he can't afford it, you know, that he'll maybe not be able to afford the movie, or maybe he won't be able to eat anything. And he was just going on and on. And Warren, my friend, the fellow that was the recreational director, we're looking at each other like, what's up with this? He should have money for a date at least. And on the way down the mountain, he tells Warren, who's driving his Suburban, he says, I want you to pull over right here. And we look, and it's a dumpster. It's a group of dumpsters. He goes, right here, pull over right now. We thought he was sick and needed to throw up or something. We didn't know what he was doing. He hops out of the dumpster, or hops out of the car, and goes, walks over to the dumpster from over behind it. And the next thing we know, within just a minute or less, probably less than a minute, he's walking out with a sandwich. He's eating it. And we're about grossed out. And he's saying, I had to do something because I don't think I'm going to be able to order anything at the restaurant. And so Warren and I, we're feeling so sorry for the guy. We each gave him 10 bucks. Now, back in 1976, 20 bucks, that's quite a lot of money. That should have paid for his whole date, actually, the movie and the restaurant for him and his girlfriend, or his date. So we give him that. We go through the date. Everything goes really good. And we go back to camp. And later on, because we really felt sorry for him, I mean, we were kind of grossed out. We told him to throw that away or whatever. And later on at camp, when we get back, we find out that he had fooled us. He had planted that sandwich in a couple of Ziploc bags and knew right where it was, and he did the whole thing as a trick to get us. And he got us good. That's all I can say. We were about ready to get him good when we were done, though, when we finally figured it out.